here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of Catherine Coburn, born London, 1679. She was the daughter of a sea captain who died of the plague when she was four. Family struggled to get by. She was precocious, taught herself to read and write at an early age, came out with her first novel at the age of 14, entitled Adventures of a Young Lady, published anonymously, wrote her first play when she was just 16, wrote her first philosophical essay, The Defense of Mr. Locke's Essay of Human Understanding, and John Locke was so impressed that he sent her money. It's the birthday of the children's fantasy author Diana Wynne Jones, London, 1934. Dyslexic, but did well in school, started making up stories for her sisters when she was a child. Best known for her series The Chronicles of Crestomancy and Howl's Moving Castle in the mid-80s. It's the birthday of Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence, Thomas Edward Lawrence, born in Traumatic Wales in 1888. His book, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, was an account of his exploits as a military advisor to Arabs in their revolt against the Turks. It was the basis for the film Lawrence of Arabia. It's the birthday of William Maxwell, the novelist, the editor, born Lincoln, Illinois, 1908, wrote about small-town, middle-American life in the early 20th century, editor at the New Yorker magazine, where he edited John Cheever, J.D. Salinger, Vladimir Nabokov, and John Updike. It's the birthday of Charles Bukowski, 1920, born in Andernach, Germany, to an American soldier, German mother, grew up in Los Angeles, abusive, alcoholic father, odd kid. He had a hard life. But at age 35, he started writing seriously, published his first book of poetry, Flower Fist and Bestial Wail, and published more than 45 books of prose and poetry in his lifetime. Left his job at the post office when Black Sparrow Press offered him $100 a week just to sit and write. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, The Ordinary Weather of Summer. In the ordinary weather of summer, with storms rumbling from west to east like so many freight trains hauling their cargo of heat and rain, the dogs sprawl on the back steps panting, insects assemble at every window, and we quarrel again, bombarding each other with small grievances, our tempers flashing on and off in bursts of heat lightning. In the cooler air of morning, we drink our coffee amicably enough and walk down to the sea, which seems to tremble with meaning and into which we plunge again and again. The days continue hot. At dusk, the shadows are as blue as the lips of the children stained with berries or with the chill of too much swimming. So we move another summer closer to our last summer together, a time as real and implacable as the sea, out of which we come walking on wobbly legs, as if for the first time, drying ourselves with rough towels, shaking the water out of our blinded eyes. The Ordinary Weather of Summer by Linda Paston, from Carnival Evening, New and Selected Poems, 1968 to 1998. Published by W.W. Norton and Company. Used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.